107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Big news with Stratford Festival this week. Let's check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
My goodness, Ann. We always have lots to talk about with the 2025 season, but announced this week the 2026 season. My goodness.
Yes, and it's exciting. The sort of bittersweet nature is that of the announcement is that it's Anthony Cimolino's last season as artistic director next year, and we are going to miss him a lot, but he has created a season of what he sees as the greatest hits, his favorite shows.
Okay, interesting. And the theme is This Rough Magic. So let's take a look at the playbill for next season. And it starts off with Anthony Cimolino directing a real favorite.
Yes, The Tempest. And it's from The Tempest that he has taken the theme, This Rough Magic, for the whole season. Since he's been with the festival, of course, 40 years and worked in theater his whole life. So this idea of This Rough Magic is that he wants to look at theater. The Tempest is really about an artist, a magician, and it's Shakespeare's last solely written play. So it's written by an artist at the end of his at the end of his life. It's all often a swan song for actors, as it was almost for Martha Henry. So it's a perfect choice for Anthony, a beautiful play, and it has been a while since it was on our stage, so that'll be at the Festival Theater. This idea of This Rough Magic is looking then into theater in our lives and sort of behind the scenes and the work of artists, plays within plays. So it's going to be a really fun theme, I think, to explore through the year. But let's get on to the titles, because that's where the next two titles that I think you're going to mention are what people are really going to be excited about.
Well, I'm telling you, Donna Fiore is going to have a busy season next season, we should say.
Isn't she just? Yeah, the huge news is that we're bringing back Something Rotten. And it was, as you well remember, and I think everybody out there listening well remembers, the hit of the 2024 season. This we have so many people saying this should be a resident show in Stratford. Of course, Something Rotten is a musical about the development of musical theater. When the idea first comes to someone, it stars the Bottom Brothers, who are competing with William Shakespeare in the playwriting realm of Elizabethan England, and through various circumstances come up with the idea of developing the very first musical. It has lots of call-outs to famous Shakespeare lines. It has lots of call-outs to famous musical lines, and it is absolutely hilarious. We had people come. I think it was we had more than 200 people came more than seven times to see the show in 2024. And when we announced this season on social media yesterday, or Tuesday, people already are writing in, oh my gosh, Something Rotten, I went X number of times and I'm going to do it again next year.
Wow, that's incredible. It's amazing how that show just really lifted and was just such an out-of-the-park hit for sure.
It's perfect for Stratford. It's Shakespeare and musicals. That's why people come here.
Yeah.
So it is, and it's just so funny. Every single joke lands and makes you laugh.
Yeah.
From the really stupid funny stuff to the references to all those shows that we all know so well.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. And, of course, that's going to be a remount of the 2024 production, so you can expect all the casts that you loved in that show to be there.
Yeah.
As long as they're available and willing to come back.
Oh, for sure. And Donna also directing another show at the Festival Theater.
She is. Guys and Dolls. Yeah, we're going to have two giant musicals at the Festival Theater next year, which is pretty darn exciting. And she is directing and choreographing Guys and Dolls, which she did about a decade ago. And Guys and Dolls is just, to me, it's one of those perfect musicals. Of course, it's not in the same realm as Something Rotten, which is its own perfect thing. But of those wonderful Broadway musicals, to me, Guys and Dolls is just the best. The lyrics are so funny. And, of course, Donna's production. I don't know how many people remember it, but there were, I think that was maybe the first time she got an in-show standing ovation for the choreography, and of course carried out by our remarkable dancers and performers. So Guys and Dolls, fabulous, alongside The Tempest in the Festival Theater, and then we're having a special limited edition run also on the festival stage of Waiting for Godot, and we will be announcing, of course, the special casting for that at some point in the future.
Okay, we look forward to that. So that's what's going to be playing at the main stage, the Festival Theater, for next season. Let's swing over to the Avon Theater and a classic play that we'll be able to see next season.
Yes, we had, people will recall last season, a wonderful new play called Salesman in China, and it was about Arthur Miller going to Beijing to direct a production of Death of a Salesman in Chinese, and it resonated so well with people. It was an absolutely remarkable show that Anthony has decided to do the original Death of a Salesman next year, and that's going to be wonderful. It's, as I said, it's the greatest hits season.
Yeah, it's interesting to swing back to something like Death of a Salesman, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at the Avon, it's going to play opposite The Importance of Being Earnest. So, you know, what the 20th century great drama and the 19th century great comedy by Oscar Wilde. And a couple other things at the Avon. Anthony's going to be directing his fourth Eduardo De Filippo play. Of course, he's Eduardo De Filippo is one of the great Italian writers of the 20th century, and Anthony, being, of course, first-generation Italian-Canadian, has a really deep affection for his work. In fact, is the first play that Anthony directed by himself here at the Stratford Festival was Filomena. I don't know how to say it. I'm not Italian. Filomena. So this will be his fourth. He did Grand Magic most recently, and Napoli Millionaria was the other one. All wonderful, wonderful stories and plays with a mix of humor and deep pathos. So that's going to be a beautiful one.
Oh, for sure.
And, of course, people are always waiting to hear what the family show is going to be.
Yeah, let's talk about the family show. But I was going to say, Anne, don't feel bad about any mispronunciations. I never know if it's Waiting for Godot or Waiting for Godot.
Well, it's Waiting for Godot, according to Samuel Beckett.
Okay,
the
there
playwright.
You go.
So I go with Godot.
Okay.
But in the United States, they say Godot. In Britain, I believe they say Godot because, of course, he lived in Ireland.
Okay, there you go. Potato, potato.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the family show this upcoming season.
Yes. So I think people are going to be really excited about this one. The Hobbit.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty exciting. It's a relatively new adaptation of it. It's been done out west in Canada, so we're really excited about that. So many super fans of Tolkien's work. So there's another one, Tolkien. The pronunciations, Jimmy.
But if you're a fan of Lord of the Rings or, of course, The Hobbit, you are not going to want to miss this production, especially, you know, it's going to be fabulous with Stratford Festival.
Very exciting, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And then we move over to the Tom Patterson Theater.
Yeah, we got a couple of shows happening at the Tom Patterson Theater. Two Shakespeare plays, Graham Abbey directing one.
Yes, A Midsummer Night's Dream, everybody's favorite Shakespeare. So that's going to be absolutely wonderful. I adore that show. And, of course, another greatest hit, Othello.
Yes, Othello, and I'm sure there certainly will be lots of memories of an actor who had played Othello who passed away recently.
Yes, sadly, Michael Blake was the last person to play Othello here at the festival, and we lost him a few weeks ago. Everybody's still reeling from that loss.
Yeah, so it's going to be A Midsummer Night's Dream and Othello. You'll be able to see that at the Tom Patterson Theater, and also a world premiere, I understand, as well.
Yes. Well, I was saying earlier about what a success Salesman in China was last year, and it was directed and co-written by Giovanni C., and he is going to be writing another new play, and it's called The Tao, The Tao of the World. Geez, these pronunciations, really, how many times am I going to have to say that?
Oh, we'll get there.
We'll but you pronounce it Tao.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So the Tao of the world, and this is a mixture of a play that we did here in the 70s by Congreve called The Way of the World, which is about rich people behaving badly. And Giovanni, being Asian, has seen so many parallels in that to modern, incredibly wealthy Asians as portrayed in the movie Crazy Rich Asians. So he's sort of pulling those two things together into the Tao of the world. And it is not just about the sort of crazy rich Asian lifestyle and people, but also about the people behind them, the servants who make their life livable. I think it's going to be really funny and really a wonderful new play to bring to the Stratford Festival.
Another one not to be
missed. I have another new play too, which I bet you were just going to talk about.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's swing over to the Studio Theater with a new work that will be...
It's called The King James Bible Play by Charlotte Corbet Coleman, and it is, I saw the workshop, it's really interesting, and again, it's funny, it's thought-provoking. It's about the men who were charged with creating the King James Bible, so doing that modern, translation into English that became the Bible that we all knew, and they focus on certain lines, and it's about how people do that translating and what they bring of themselves to it. Fascinating. And then in the second part, it's about a group of women who are putting on a play about those men who did that translation, and it's really great.
Oh my goodness, what a season for next year, the 2026 season. But again, thanks for putting that into perspective for us with This Rough Magic, with the theme and the idea of which plays have been selected, as it's Anthony Cimolino's final season coming up for next year, so bittersweet for sure.
It is indeed. He's made such enormous contributions to the festival, 14 years as artistic director, many years as executive director. And, of course, he started here as an actor and then became an assistant director, and then he worked as a producer's assistant, special projects, and general manager. He's done all the jobs.
Yeah, it's just been amazing with Anthony Cimolino as a big, big part of our Stratford Festival. But in the meantime, Anne, we should remind folks our 2025 season continues.
Yeah, we still have all those shows on.
Yeah.
We've just talked about a dozen new ones, but of course next week we've got three new shows opening, Dangerous Liaisons, Ransacking Troy, and The Art of War. They're already on stage. They've been in previews for a while, but we're going to have the grand openings. And those are all wonderful shows to see. And, of course, they join everything on our amazing 2025 lineup.
Yeah, no kidding. And, again, with the Amian Forum, we should remind folks that Goblins will be back this fall, too.
Oh, yeah, the Goblins are coming back. They are just incredible. And it's... I'm trying to think when they begin, but it's fine. Go to the website and you will be able to order your tickets for Goblin Oedipus.
Yeah, I think that should be coming up in October, so we'll look forward to that and chat more about that as we get closer to that. But my gosh, so much happening. But go to the website for all of this information, stratfordfestival.ca, as this amazing season continues. Get your tickets. Anne Swerdfeger, thank you so much for this, Anne. Really appreciate your time on this one.
Oh, just terrific to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I never know. I always want to say.